You're listening to Live from Mount Sinai on the TalkWarrior.com radio network. This is Moisha. I'm here to defend God's law, fight evil, and bash Republicans. We're broadcasting live. Today is Sunday, December. Oh, what the? What is the fucking day, man?
12.
Thank you. Say, I wrote down the 9th. Fuck me. 2004. I'm going with it. We're going with the flow. This is the Zen of it. We're with the Zen of the universe here, and it is 12 o'clock noon Pacific time. Fortunately, I have my man here, Sean, to bail me out and tell me what day it is. Thank you. This is, I have Sean here with me.
Thank you, Moisha.
He is a special guest, and he is he owns UpstartRadio.com. You are an owner, right? Okay, you're not just...
That's mine, as far as I can tell.
You're not like a vice president. You're an owner.
No. No, we don't go for that. We go for direct action,
You know, and it's like, we're breaking, like, totally new records here on this show. You're the first guest that I've had that hasn't been related to me or a friend of mine that hasn't stood me up. That hasn't stood me up. So we're breaking major records. You know, I don't want to get too ass-kissy here, because I know people, you know, I hate
that.
The whole ass-kiss thing. But I just want to inject a small amount, and I don't call this, I know for you, the listeners, they think, it's just ass-kiss. But I really believe, you know, this guy runs, like, a really eclectic radio station. I'm not going to go overboard, okay? Let me just put this in, you know, it's like, This is like a great station for people like me to have like ADD, you know? And it's like, but now I'll tell you why. It's not an insult. I'll tell you why.
No, that's the goal. You nailed it.
I'll tell you why. You know, it's like, you have like poetry, you know? And normally, I hate poetry, but this is good poetry. This is like poetry.
Yeah.
There's poetry on the station for people like, that have no attention. They have totally no attention, you know? They have a deficit in attention. Attention deficit disorder, you know? Great poetry. It's very eclectic. You play like...
Well, thanks. Like, you know, I appreciate that. I try to make it interesting and, intelligent and, for people who, you know, just don't get a chance to hear that, you know, kind of stuff, you know? It's,
right. And it's for like...
There's stuff out there.
It's for mere mortals.
Uh-huh.
Like my IQ is 95. People that have IQs under 100, 100 is average. Okay? But people, you don't have to be intelligent to like the station. Hold on here. I'm not insulting you. I'm not saying your station is for idiots. No. I think, see, like, if you want to, like, listen to, like elitist shit, you know, I wouldn't call it elitist, but if you want to listen, if you want to get...
I just call it bullshit, you know.
Yeah, if you want to get...
The same old bullshit on every station.
Yeah.
Nothing new.
Right. I mean, it's not, like, dumbed down, but it's like...
Yeah.
It's like, this is the station for the people, and they play, like, great rap. I don't normally like rap. It's okay, some rap I like. But I don't
too.
I listen to shit on the radio. Most of the shit, you know?
No, nothing really good is on the radio.
Right.
That's the thing. I mean, we, for a small time here in San Diego, we had an independent radio station.
Is that where you're located?
Yeah, I'm here in San Diego, Southern California. But, I've been listening to corporate radio basically all my life, you know, and... You know, we had this kind of like progressive radio station that's been in here forever. And then this independent came in, and it was awesome, because every goddamn day I would learn, you know, I would hear a new song I'd never heard before from somewhere, because the DJ, you know, was like on top of it.
Yeah.
You know, and brought new stuff to the table. And you don't get that anywhere. You know, I mean, there are no independent radio stations, and the only place you get that really is on the internet.
Right.
So, you know, and plus, and, you know, he has socially relevant, you know,
yeah,
art, music, and politics, they all kind of go to the same, you know.
If you're lucky, you'll get, like, a college radio station. If you happen to be
We do have a college radio station.
Yeah.
Actually, I got to take that back. KKSM here in San Diego does a damn good job. There are some, except they got some DJs that do the same-o, but they've got a couple real, you know, real shining stars out there that are, you know, hopefully will have a career and break away from the status quo and stop playing the same old crap and do what, you know, what they do well. You know, there's a couple teenagers out there doing, you know, some great radio shows. They just, you know, don't really, the internet hopefully will, you know, be a boost, but, you know, that's like, good luck finding work. You know,
yeah,
you guys, Clear Channel.
Yeah. Man, it's corporate fucking domination. I don't know what,
yeah,
you know, it makes me, you know, I'm sick, you know. I don't know how to deal with that. But,
well, you're dealing with it. You're doing it, man. You're becoming the media. That's
nah,
the chance. That's
you know, I don't know. I don't know about you. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about, like, how popular. Like, you know, I was on your bulletin board, and it's like, you said you had like 2,000 listening hours. You're like kicking my ass. You're whipping me. But,
it's
know,
not a matter of, it's not that.
No, no, it's okay. I don't mind. You know, because, you know, I consider you like my savior. By the way, Upstart picked me up, so they're syndicating me. But you're my savior. You know what I had to do before I ran into you, before, you know, I had to, like, I was a whore, okay?
All right, well.
I was whoring around the internet, begging people to, like, put a little link on their little shitty-ass blog, you know? And it's like, you know what, let me tell you, I talked about this last week, the depth that I was willing to, like, sink to. You know, This is one thing I didn't talk about. This is a radio station called Outrage Radio. Do you know about it?
I think no.
Outrage Radio, either .com or .org. And it's like, it's so lame. It's like, they started out, like, their intro is like this. Outrage Radio! Outrage! And that's, they keep doing that for, like, 15 seconds. Outrage Radio. Are you outraged? It's so lame. They're such lame-os. You know, they're intelligent guys, but they're sort of like, you know, standard issue, like, polite,
yeah,
liberals. I'm,
yeah,
like, you know, I'm like, I'm not like that. I just like to call people evil and motherfuckers.
Okay.
I like to just call people names, you know?
Well, you know, well, it's all part of the alternative, you know, media, man. I mean, people find that refreshing. I know I certainly do.
You know? No one, you're the only one.
I mean, you know, yeah, you do. You cover it well, man. I just, I appreciate that.
You're my savior.
Especially because, I mean, you know, I've been looking for a talk show, you know. I've been looking for, like, something to put on the weekends for over a year, you know. And you know, I've been kind of following you every once in a while, listening to your show. And then,
are you serious?
You know, then, yeah. Oh, well, I remember when I first started doing this thing, I got an email one time saying, your radio station is shit because it doesn't have a talk show, da 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 da. And I think it was from TalkWarrior.com.
No.
No. But I think that's when I started listening to it. I think, you know,
Did you listen to it back in the Riz days when I was doing it with Riz?
No.
Oh. See, I had another guy I used to do it with, but we had sort of a falling out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I will refrain from calling him a cocksucker, honey.
Hey, do that.
You know, he didn't understand. I told him, like, look, I'm Conan, and you're Who's the other guy that used to do Conan O'Brien?
Andy.
You're Andy. And you understand. He kept on wanting to be Conan.
Yeah. Everybody wants to have, you know, have their own show and shit like that. I personally have no desire. You know, I when I got into it, it was because, you know, I loved radio and I wanted to have a radio station and play cool music. You know, I didn't want to go, hey, get on TV. You know, I just, you know, I tried doing that. I tried getting on the radio and talking and stuff like that. It just doesn't come off on your
network.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable. You know, and I've got a lot of respect for you because, you know, you can sit there and actually do it. And, you know,
I don't feel comfortable
totally,
either,
I've tried
man.
Before and I can't. Say what?
I don't feel comfortable either. I mean,
you do it well. I suck.
No, I suck. You know, I feel like when I listen to your show, because I think, what is he playing this, my stuff for? Because it's such, you know, your stuff is classy. You know, you got taste. But I do wonder, what the fuck is he playing my shit for? But
there's a method to the madness. It all ties in. You know, it all has to do with, you know, as I work in television, okay, and you know, you were saying earlier about whoring yourself. Well, I'm very good at that. I've been doing that for the last decade. I do, like, you know, bad TV commercials for Time Warner Cable and, you know, on local nonprofits and stuff like that. And, you know, you got to do things a certain way, and you got to be in the status quo, and you got to be politically correct, and you got to be this, and you got to be that. And, you know, and I have ideas too, but there's no real avenue to do that in television. It's just too expensive. You need too many people. There's too many politics. It's just too damn much.
Can I ask?
You know, so that's.
Let me just die.
Yeah.
See, on regular radio, you don't hear, like, the talk show guy dying.
Right.
Like, mid-show. Excuse me. Well, I fucking have a coughing fit. But anyway, what, can I ask, like, what, give me a vague idea what network you work with. Is it cable?
Oh, it's not a network. I'm a contractor, and yeah, it's Time Warner Cable occasionally, and.
What do you mean you're a contractor? No. What does a contractor do?
Well, I'm not in the union, so basically I shoot.
Yeah.
I can shoot and edit and, do audio, lighting. Basically, my website, there's some site examples is, like linenvideo.com. You go there, you see my bad commercials.
Linenvideo.com.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what would a person like, if a person were to go to LennonVideo.com, what would they be going there for?
Usually a fundraising video
you make videos.
You know, yeah, videos and broadcast spots, like 30-second spots, you know, for fundraising and all that good stuff, yeah. But, you know, aside from that, you know, the reason is, I mean, that started really going, you know, the video, whole of video, and I've been doing it forever, but, you know, as soon as this whole, like, Homeland Security started happening, and after 9/11, you know, the money that was supposed to go to this great video that was supposed to give them more money went to, like, security badges.
Like what?
It went to, like, metal detectors and stuff.
Oh.
So, I mean, all the money that, you know, the economic development had is set aside for this video that was going to, you know, show them, you know, try and get them more business. All of a sudden, that money dried up. So, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, I'm still in television, you know, but, you know, I'm not really too excited about it anymore. You know, it just doesn't, and plus the thing is like, you know,
Why aren't you excited? Why exactly aren't you excited?
Oh, it's just, it doesn't have the impact. And I always looked at television as like a double-sided sword. You know, it can make you stupid and it can make you smart. Well, it seems to be like kind of tilting towards the stupid side. You know, and that includes, you know, except for some of the great creative people that I work with, most of the industry have gone stupid. They're not journalists. They're not really, you know, there will always be the technical person that knows what's going on. But, you know, the reporters and the station managers and the companies that own the stations have really dumbed it down, and they're not doing anyone a service. And, you know, from the reporters, actually, that you could call them careerists on up, there's really nothing desirable about that whole industry that I'm, you know,
Well, okay.
I'm just disillusioned with it.
You know what?
So, you know, I look at radio.
I have an important question.
Uh-huh.
Now, I think, you know, like the Gulf War II, you know, the Iraq war. Okay. All right. Now, I mean, what the fuck went on with that? Why were they, like, bending over backwards to, like, the cable networks to appease the Pentagon?
They're basically all owned by the people that are in charge. I mean, you look at, you know, Colin Powell just retired, but his son is head of the FBI.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
You know, that's just one small example. You know, CBS owns everything, pretty much. And also, you know,
Is this an overt conspiracy? Does the Pentagon
it's not really. I don't think it's like a conspiracy thing.
Something is not right because these people are reporting a sanitized occupation.
They feel like it's their patriotic duty to be that way. You know, unfortunately.
So it's sort of like a passive conspiracy. It's passive compliance.
It's kind of unsaid because, you know, if anyone speaks up, they lose basically their job, their house, their car. You know, they're tied in that much.
Are you talking about reporters?
You know, anyone who wants to buck this system. I mean, you know, you look at, you know, one of the ladies that didn't speak to the Kenneth Starr report about Clinton, and she just got out of jail. You know, because she wouldn't, you know, purge herself
who
with her, you know, sources. I can't recall her name right away.
I don't remember the thing. I don't remember.
Oh, this is going back years. This is just an article I read a couple weeks ago or something. But that's the thing. I mean, it's all basically like Greg Palast says. It's all stuffed up with money, you know, and you know, it's like this news is popular. Everyone, like right now, there's a recount going on in Ohio.
Yeah.
You know, and not a lot of people are talking about it. Not a lot of the news is talking about it, except the independent media is talking about it because, you know, it's a Green Party's push to get all votes counted.
Why are they doing that? I don't understand.
Well, you know, we have to have, you know, kind of a transparency and assuredness in our elections. And, you know, they have to, you know, basically, you know, if there's problems, we've got to find out what it is. And there are problems, tons of problems. I mean, like, there is one county in Ohio where there are 700 voters in that county, but 4,000 votes cast for Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that, you know, going on. The whole black box voting, you know, no paper trail. You know, oh, if you hit upstartradio.com.
It's evil shit.
Well, if you hit upstartradio.com, there's a list of like facts you should know about, you know, our election process.
I read that.
Like the two companies.
Yeah. But I've been talking about that for a while, man, because...
Oh, yeah, we got to keep talking about it, unfortunately.
Thing is, I don't really trust that my vote really counts. I don't think...
Yes.
I can't trust that my leaders are legitimate. I mean, it's really fucked up, because these electronic voting machines, they're just evil. They really are, because, you know, they don't leave any paper trail, and the companies like Diebold are not required to release their source code, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like an unemployed computer programmer, you know, so I know I'm unemployed, but I'm still a computer programmer. I know how easy it is to hack these things, how easy it is to make code. You could program a computer to do whatever the fuck you want it to. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And it's so easy it's not secure. You could easily doctor data. And I don't know. I mean, we got a big problem in this country.
We need help. we're going south. It's entropy, babe. I mean, I don't know. I hope we, you know, make it through this. We can't afford another war. You know, we can't afford the war we've got.
Well,
the wars we've got.
problem is that the Republicans now own the government. They own everything. And,
oh, yeah. And they're, the Democrats.
They own. What?
They own the Democrats.
Oh, they do.
Now, the Democrats are basically, you know, Republicans. You know?
I mean, that.
Kerry tried to outbush Bush. He couldn't.
That is so right. That is so right. And the Democrats, they're trying to get a bigger man than Bush. You'll never be a bigger man than the Republicans because, you know, you never be a big, only, you know, you can't beat someone that goes in and invades, you know, Iraq for no fucking reason at all. You'll never beat that because they're always, Bush is always will be a bigger man, even though he's a cheerleader. He was a cheerleader. Anyways, let's go to a break. Let's play a song. You know my.
All right. No, not at all.
Here we go. Cue it up. Keeps a Tumbling Down by John Truby and the Ugly Janitors of America. Do you know about John Truby, Sean?
No, I don't.
He's pretty cool. Okay, let's do some, unless you had something to say, let's just do some topics. How about that? Let's do some topics. We have a choice here. We got Kevorkian. We got Jackie Chan. We also got, I had something else. Okay, for now I have to be Kevorkian. You have a choice. Kevorkian, yeah, I fucked this up as usual, okay? It was actually another fucking topic. Okay. Kevorkian, Jackie Chan. Ugh! I don't know. But anyway.
I'll make something up.
I, I got a 95 IQ, man. I can't improvise.
That's all based on vocabulary. Read a Bible.
I have a certified 95 IQ. Okay, I was like certified. I can even give his name, Dr. Hugh Likeman, by a doctor after a PhD. And when I was 15, he gave me an IQ test. And he said to me,
"Yeah, I don't believe that. I don't go into that because I don't know. There's like autistic children that like play the piano better than, you know, Mozart.
Oh, they're autistic.
So, I mean, they've got
special gifts.
Yeah,
I mean, they memorize phone books.
Gift, man. The gift of gab, man.
they memorize phone books. I can't compete with them.
Rain Man, dude. Rain Man.
I can't compete with them. But anyway." He told me I should be.
So how do you test that?
What?
You know, hey, you can't test that. You know, so I was like, you know, gauging people, you know.
Look, I'm retarded.
Okay.
And don't deny it. I'm retarded and I'm proud of it. It's a badge.
Well,
of,
I like that.
It's a badge of honor, or merit, or whatever the fuck it is.
Okay.
I'm retarded. But he said this guy said I should be a chef. I think it was the biggest mistake of my life. Because if I was a chef, I would probably be employed. If I was employed, I would probably be having sex. So, man, I can't tell you. I mean, it's like, I don't care about being employed. You know, you think I want to work, but I do care about not having sex. I do want to have sex. I mean, but anyway, the Kevorkian topic is very deep. So, well, I'll just do maybe my other, I had another fluff topic. And, I don't remember, but maybe it will come to me. But anyways, do you like Jackie Chan?
Yeah, dude. It was between Kevorkian and Jackie Chan. I'd go for Jackie Chan, but but it's your show, so you pick.
What? Do you want Kevorkian or Jackie Chan? I didn't hear you.
I would take Jackie Chan.
Okay, we're going with Jackie Chan.
All right.
Okay. Well, I like Jackie Chan too, man. You know, and oh, now I remember the other topic was Shaw's. The Shaw's topic. Let me just write it down. But anyway, I was in Brooks Pharmacy. You probably don't have them in California.
Okay? No.
We don't even have a lot of them in Massachusetts. But, so I'm in Brooks Pharmacy, and they have all this, like, you know, the rack of all obsolete DVDs. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like cheapo and all that, but, for $1.98, I get this. I find the Jackie Chan and Jackie Chan and the 36 Crazy Fifths, and it says, you know, starring Jackie Chan, blah blah blah. It's $1.98, and I thought, oh, I'm beating the man. You know, they don't even, you know, they don't even know how valuable this is. It's Jackie Chan. They don't know what they're letting go. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I get this Jackie Chan. And, you know, and fucking Jackie Chan, you know, this is starring Jackie Chan, but he's not even in it, man. All it says is that it's produced by, it doesn't even say Jackie Chan, it's something Chan. You know?
Yeah.
You know, just gives him maybe a production credit. It could just be someone else that has Chan in his name. There's no Jackie. You know? But this is a lie. And even the description, it says, here, I'll read the description. It's a fucking lie. And it, by the way, it sucked. It was just a sucking. Oh, man, it was so bad. Mm. Oh, I need some water. Oh, I'm dying. It says, it is the story of revenge in which the hero must avenge the murder of his father. Well, that's correct. to do this, he studied Shaolin with a master teacher. It wasn't Shaolin. That's a lie. Okay? Here's the really big lie. To complete his education, he must beat 36 men in hand-to-hand combat. Never happened. The whole thing is a fucking lie. You know? I mean, this is why, you know, you ask me, why am I a socialist? Okay? And this is why. I mean, because, you know, if we had, you know, a socialism, well, I guess this sort of thing would happen, but not, it might happen, but no, but it wouldn't happen so easily. I mean, this is just bullshit. Capitalism sucks. This is why I hate capitalism. I mean, it's not just like,
you just gotta be a little quicker on your feet, I guess.
Oh, now you think like George Bush.
No. Well, you gotta figure, you know, 99 cents or $1.99, I mean, you know.
They screwed me. Don't apologize for that. They're evil. They screwed me. That's Brooks Pharmacy, folks, for the three people that are listening. Alright. Okay. The Jackie Chan, that's over with. I had to get that out of my system. Let's do, well, I wanted to do Shaw's. All right. I go to Shaw's, okay? You know?
Okay.
And it's like, in Massachusetts, I don't know about California, Massachusetts, at least in the Boston area, there's two markets. You know, there used to be like five or six, but they all got all consolidated down to two. Shaw's and Stop and Shop. But anyway, you know, I go to Shaw's in Auburndale, and, you know, I always go like right before 10, before they close, you know? Everything in Boston closes at like 10, you know, or 11 if you're lucky, you know, because we're run by a bunch of fucking Puritans. But anyway, you know, and this guy, the manager guy or whoever does, he goes on the intercom and he says, thank you for, okay, there's 15 more minutes left and, please get your shopping shit together and all that and thank you for shopping Shaw's and God bless America. You know? It's like, you know, what is this, man? God bless America. If I wanted a fucking a religious sermon, you know, I would have, you know, turned on, you know, all the wackos and, you know, Sunday morning, you know, all, you know, the wackos. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I would have fucking gone to church. I'm Jewish. I don't even go to church.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, I mean, what is this? I mean,
I see it too, man. I see it too. It's just, you know, people are, you know, they forget that there's, you know, other people with other religions, you know?
No, it's not that. It's not that. It's not that.
What?
It's like, God doesn't bless America. He fucking,
oh, yeah.
God forsakes America. I mean, come on, man. We're evil.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're getting there.
Fucking.
Oh, we've been there. Let me put it to you that way.
We've been there.
Now, see, the thing with me is I, like, grew up believing that, you know, this was, you know, something great. And, you know, I still, you know, in my heart of hearts believe that America is something great. And, you know, I'm mostly just disappointed because, you know, there's a part of me that, you know, really believe that, you know, I think that intrinsically people are good, but the government's just getting way out of hand and it's becoming, you know, barren threaded to the, you know, the masses, and basically it's just, you know, feeding its rich people, and the people, the real people, you know, by the people for the people, don't really enter into it anymore, and they exclude, and then they just, you know, tax you and work you, and then, you know, make sure you have a Walmart in your town. That's about all they really care about.
Okay. I hear you. But if the people are good, why did they elect these fascists that invade other countries for fictitious reasons and occupy them for no good reason?
The people are also uneducated.
Oh. I respect your position. I respect your argument. But my position is people is not people. Ignorance is it's a convenient excuse. You know, I think that, I don't think these people are so ignorant. I think they're evil. I think they know they're voting. They're voting for blood. I think this whole election was just a vote for blood. We wanted revenge. You know, we wanted to get back at we wanted to kill some Muslims. We don't care if they were the Muslims that attacked our country, but we want to just kill them. That's just my
opinion. Well, yeah, you know, the way I look at it is I look at the media, and then I look at the people, you know, and in between there's a lot of pushing and a lot of fear, and a lot of the media, you know, basically kind of towing the line, you know, like you got the O'Reillys, you got, you know,
O'Reilly.
You've got all of that, you know, and then these people who listen to Rush and O'Reilly and there's really no other choice, you know, the people that are, you know, driving to work and they get to work and then they got a TV or something, they're all listening to the same damn thing. And, you know, that's the thing about alternative media. And at least, you know, we're trying to do something. But, you know, these people, they are not going out of their way to find out the truth. You know, they're only getting one side of the issue, and basically the media's, you know, job is to show you both so you can decide for yourself. But there's none of that. You really have to be, you know, on the internet looking for yourself. You have to go to, you know, media sources outside of the United States to find out what's going on in the United States.
I mean, you have to actually go to Al Jazeera to fucking find out what's going on in Iraq. You know, it's hard to believe.
You can't even do that. They closed them down. You know, they closed Al Jazeera down in Baghdad.
Who did? Who?
The Iraqi government.
You're kidding.
The provisional government. No, they've been out of Baghdad for probably a couple months now. But, you know, that's bringing democracy to Iraq, I guess. But, I'm even talking about, like, the BBC and the CBC, Canada and Britain.
What about them?
You know,
are they dirty too?
No, their media, the thing is about the state media in Britain is, that, you know, they kind of got slammed too, but they're not as in debt. They're not in debt to their sponsors.
Yeah.
They're in debt to their taxpayers.
Right.
They're in debt to the actual people.
Right.
So therein you've got a certain sector and a certain group of people in the BBC fighting to, get out that document that says article that says they sexed up the 45 minutes to get in, you know, a missile launch to Iraq, that kind of stuff. I mean, they go out of their way and they take a little more of a chance. Here, you're committing suicide. You know, it's better not even to go to the event and report on it, you know, because you have a better chance of still getting paid than, you know, actually expressing your opinion. Because you're in debt to the sponsors here in the United States. And, you know, and you look at Canada and they've got, you know, basically both sides of the story there. You know, I enjoy Canadian news.
Where do you find out some interesting things? Where do you get
Canadian? Well, all that stuff is online. I mean, you can go
All right. You're talking about print media. All right. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the actual TV shows and the news shows. You know, you have to have broadband, but you can watch.
Oh, I have broadband.
Yeah, you can watch a whole bunch of, like, Newsnight.
What's the acronym again? Canadian Broadcasting?
The CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Company.
Yeah.
And, you know, you basically said cbc.ca is www.cbc.ca, I think, is the web address.
All right.
And then you look for the video, you know, and you can watch their newscast daily.
Look, you're involved. You know the people in our media. How do we fix this horrible problem? What do we do with these heinous motherfuckers? I don't know what to do. Because it's like, as long as the American media are there to not challenge the right and all their lies, we're doomed. You know? So what do we do? What is your opinion?
Well, you know, we gotta watch history, you know, and look what history's taught us. And, you know, the thing about it is there's been no empire that has really lasted. You know, so eventually, it may not be, you know, within the next 20 years or the next 50 years, but eventually,
there's gotta be a better way.
like water.
Yeah, but
like water, eventually, it will find its level.
Rome lasted for what? A thousand years? Rome. About 1,000 years, right? Something.
Yeah, but you see, we're accelerated. I mean, you look at kind of what we're doing, and we're not even taking affect, taking in account, global warming.
Let's take more of a proactive approach. How do we change? Okay, history shows us, yes, empires don't last, but do you have any ideas of trying to get the media? What do we do with the media? How do we get them in line? You know, how do we get them to be?
You can't do anything. I mean, what we're really hoping for. I mean, I'm kind of progressive, and what I really want is kind of just an awareness, like shift. You know, where people, we're basically driving around a Hummer on the city streets is not, fashionable. That kind of yelling back and forth like O'Reilly is not fashionable. People are going to get sick of that. Just like some reality TV program.
People have been watching, listen to Rush for years and years.
I know, but at the same time, he's like fading. He's like on his waning end. I mean, now we've got,
There's plenty of wackos, right-wing wackos, to fill the vacuum.
Well, that's fine, but then at the same time, we got people like you and, other people that are doing their broadcasting.
It's just
becoming the media themselves.
Think that's happening?
Slowly but surely. Especially with the pirate radio movement, even the low power FM, the Prometheus Project,
What is pirate radio? I really don't know this stuff. What is pirate radio? What is Prometheus?
Pirate radio is non-licensed, low power FM.
Right. So these people broadcasting illegally, according to the FCC.
According to the FCC,
How far could they broadcast? A few blocks? How many miles?
It depends. Yeah, it really depends.
Like a square
mile? About 5 mile radius. Small.
Could you get locked up and jailed for that or at least fined?
No, what the FCC's been doing is they've been arresting the equipment.
Oh, I see.
Equipment. Yeah, but that really doesn't deter anybody these days because
that's
the technology Well, if you want to learn more about pirate radio, I would hit the number one pirate radio station in the country is, in my opinion, Free Radio Santa Cruz. That's www.freakradio.org.
Say that again for the listeners.
It's www.freakradio.org. Freakradio.org. And then locally here we have Pirate Radio, Free Radio San Diego, which is, I think, pirate969.com. Pirate969.com. And those are the ones that are, here in California, and there are about 200 more all over the nation, and hopefully more daily, because as things get tightened down a little more, I think people are taking more of an action.
How about the internet? Is there any growth on the internet with streaming audio?
With me, I'm hopeful.
What are your? If it's a trade secret, let me know. But it is.
No.
How many listeners do you have? You don't have forget it.
Let me see. Let me hit my geostats.
Go ahead. I'll sing your song.
But right now, I think I'm like 2,500 total listening hours a month, which really isn't much. But, what I like to see is the cities that I'm listened in. I like to, see that I'm...
Where are you listening?
Oh, God, let me get another page here.
You get most people from the Northeast and the West?
I get all over. I get a lot of international, too. I really like Japan, and right now, actually, I'm stoked because Puerto Rico has been tuning in. The Netherlands, Puerto Rico, Canada, the United Kingdom, Japan, the Philippines, Turkey, Italy, Mexico, France, Taiwan, Israel.
What percentage international?
More domestic. I would give it 20% international and the rest domestic.
Have you been seeing growth?
Yeah, every month. Every month. And in fact, since November 2nd, my listeners have doubled. So,
I mean, I'm stagnating, man. And I get like a little trickle. I get like, 70 listeners a month. And listening hours, excuse me.
That's not bad. Well, it's a 1 hour show, right?
Yeah.
And that means 60 or 70 people listen to 1 hour of your show. I mean, you can't listen to, a talk show more than once. So you figure you get 70 hours 1 month.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
70 people listen to your show. And you know what? I was looking at your Radio for All downloads, man.
Yeah.
You've got quite a few there, too.
Oh,
so, I mean, you don't know where you're getting there.
Are you saying that you could see my statistics on how many downloads?
Yeah, you go to your Radio for All page and click on the page
you
download.
You're like
more than 50.
You're like a plethora of information. It's like, it's like, I've always been like marginalized, like an outsider, but this is the man that has shown me how the system works.
Dude, I'm just trying to figure it out myself, dude.
No, you're in the end.
I'm flailing like a fish out of water, pal.
This is a man, this is a man that is on the inside, and he took me from the outside. I was a nobody. I was a nothing. I was like a street urchin. Urchin? Is that the right word?
Urchin, yeah.
Fuck. Look, tell me this, and this is what I've always wanted to know. It's like, how do you for some reason, you're like, I'll bring you back. Okay. You ever watch like Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No, I don't.
That's an awesome show. It really, some people, I love that show. Some people, like, many people watch the movie, okay, and it really sucked, okay? But the show really kicks ass. But anyways, this is one show for Buffy fans. I'm talking to, okay? For people that respect this show. This is one great show where Xander, he's like everyone, they're high school kids, and everyone around them is like cool, and they're like known and all that. And Xander's just this like dorky guy. He's not even dorky, he's like normal. But he's not cool. It's like he's not recognized. No one recognizes Xander. And he's like, how do I be cool? What is it? What is cool? How do I find it? How do I get it? And it was a real like deep, profound thought. And it's like, because I was thinking, I've been thinking that my whole life. How do you get known for being cool? What is it? How do you be cool?
It's Are you asking me?
Yes. I'm getting
cool,
to that.
Man.
I'm getting to that. You're cool. I want to know the zen of being cool. What is it? How do you get all those fucking listeners? What do you do? How does it work, man?
It's like I did exactly what you're doing. I mean, I get out on the posts and I talk to people and I get on chat rooms and I, tell people about it,
You get on
like,
chat rooms. Where?
Yeah, chat rooms. Oh, Live 365 chat room. Chat rooms I just kind of breeze every once in a while if I get bored. I'll go try and find a room and, plug the website a couple times and.
Does that help you?
That kind of stuff, Oh, and also, what else that has been a big help is I do a monthly newsletter, although I haven't done a newsletter for the last month or two. I just haven't been motivated.
Yeah.
But another thing I do
how do you get on this newsletter?
Oh, no, I create it. I just kind of like, say what's new this month and, go over the topic and...
So it's sort of a blog.
Say, yeah, sort of. And then I just email it to some listeners.
Oh, you email it. Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
How do these people get on your list?
Some people I request it and some people I just put on it because they're like schoolmates and, you know, and, you know, people I work with, you know.
But how do people find you? How do people find you? So you're really
not
giving
me. I don't know.
The secret. You're holding out on
me. Find me. No, I'm telling you what I'm doing. I'm like, you know, another thing I do is I made these little tiny 2x2 cards that have like a little graphic on it, Upstart Radio, and then on the other side, I have the times of my newscast. Well, it's not my newscast, it's Free Speech Radio News, which airs 6 o'clock and 11:30 every day, and then the previous day's newscast is on at 11 a.m.
Where do you get this newscast?
Free Radio. Excuse me, it says Free Speech Radio News. So www.fsrn.org. And it's a daily newscast, weekdays.
Okay.
And it's I think it's an excellent job, and they do a lot of. I'm sure it's very difficult getting a newscast up, and you know I really appreciate them doing a daily one. Keeps fresh content for the station.
So you get these. So you made up these little cards.
Yeah, and I just pass them out. You know, I just every once in a while I'll hand them out like business cards or. You know, if I'm bored or whatever,
Like that dude that did the infomercials, and he used to say, all you have to do is make these tiny little ads. What was his name? Don something?
I think I know who you're talking about. But, yeah.
It sounds too easy. It sounds like you're holding out on me.
Another thing is I go to the local record store and I stick them in the albums and stuff like that. I stick them all over.
Hold on. You stick these, you go to radio stores and you take
the record stores,
record stores and you stick your thing on their albums.
Well, you know, in and around, you know, just kind of drop them everywhere.
This is not legal.
I don't really go.
They don't let you do that. They don't let you.
Oh yeah, actually they do. I know the people that work there. I'm local here forever, and it's an independent store. So I mean,
okay, who else do you give your little cards to?
Well, sometimes I just drop them places, put them by phones.
Phones where?
You know, that kind of stuff.
Public,
you know,
public
the mall, whatever. Yeah. You know.
How do you make these cards?
If I feel like I'm not doing enough, that's what I do. And you know, the thing is like, you print out 20 per page.
Yeah.
So you get a whole mess of them.
Hold on, where do you print them out?
Oh, just on a home printer.
Wow.
You know.
And how do you slice them up?
Actually, I go Kinko's.
Oh, I see.
I buy the paper at Kinko's, so I use the cutting machine.
I see.
But I print them up at home. It's just cheaper.
Right.
I can do it better.
And that's how you spread the word.
Yeah.
By these...
You know, it's all grassroots. It's all, you know, just who you talk to people. And, like the Live 365 thing has been great because, you know, I've met you and, you know, Jerry from American Dream Radio, who, you know, he's like more one of those talk show guys. And, you know, he plays a lot of...
that sounds very
lawyers and all. Yeah, he's up there.
Is he a right winger?
No. He's pretty left. You know, his thing for a while was the genetic engineering because he's up in Yucaipa and Monsanto was moving in there to try and put some genetically modified crops in the organics. We're up in arms about that. And, no, he's doing a lot. He interviewed just recently David Cobb, which vice president, actually presidential nominee of the Green Party.
Yeah. He's a big man.
Yeah, he's doing like you're doing. He basically set up an interview and called him and talked to him for about 15 minutes. And then I can't remember her name right off the bat, the lady who's organizing the, where is it? The lady who is organizing the recount in Ohio is Bev Harris, and he just did a whole hour with her trying to find a place where
hear she's
that.
A big name, yeah.
Yeah, so you know Bev Harris and David Cobbin, you know, basically he's doing, you know, what you're doing is he started the radio station and he added some programming and you know he got the equipment, you know, and you know now he's doing the call thing, you know, except he's not asking for live callers.
Yeah.
What he's doing is he's like, you know, setting up the appointment and then doing the interview and recording it and then posting it.
Yeah, you
instead
know,
of doing live stuff.
It's like, I wanted to do that and first time I Well, at the second show I did, or one of the early shows, I wanted to do the freeway blogger, and the fucker blew me off. And I still haven't gotten around to some kind of, I want to bash him, you know, and I still haven't gotten around to doing that, but I do want to do that. But the thing is, I got so disillusioned after that, because I spent,
I spent
hours and hours coming up with questions and going over his material, and the fucker blows me off. And it's like, after that, I'm like, oh, fuck this. Who has the energy? You know, takes a lot of, energy coming up with topics every week, but at least you're in control, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. And it's like this.
Don't let that stuff get you down, because, you know, it happens a lot. You know, and I just, you know, I've kind of like, it's the hardest thing for me is being able to remove the emotional connection.
Yeah. I take everything
first. And that's hard, you know, especially, I'm Irish, you know, so I mean, I like get, you know, emotional and,
you don't seem like an emotional guy.
Yeah, well, you know.
You don't seem.
I can be.
You don't seem.
I can be. I can be. I just try and keep on the positive side. When the negative side gets a little heavy, you know, you just kind of want to stand back. I don't want to be around
you. You seem very
like
cool. You seem very level headed. I mean,
well, thanks.
I mean, I'm not. I just. That's my big problem in life, you know. I have to be much cooler. And I used to be much less cool in my early years. But as you age, you become cooler. By the time I'm 60, I'll be the Fonz, you know.
I'm looking forward to old age too, man.
You're my mentor. I consider you my mentor. And I just want to know, how old are you?
I'm 35.
Oh, fuck! Because I always wanted a mentor that's older than me. I'm 39. So I feel a little weird about this mentorial relationship.
Well, don't do it.
No, you're my mentor.
Don't worship anything. Appreciate, you know, what the things that are done, but don't worship people. That's what I hate about sports.
No, look, if I want to worship you, I will. What do you hate about sports?
The game is just, sometimes the game is just great, but the players get all too, you know, into themselves. You know, I watch ESPN every once in a while, and, you know, not as much, what I'm thinking is just like sports in general.
Yeah.
I don't really follow anything until like there's a, you know, like a Super Bowl game, or I love the Red Sox.
They
kicked ass, and especially because all my family are back there in Massachusetts too.
Yeehaw!
I mean, that was something else. I didn't watch the final games, but I watched the pennant race.
Right.
You know, and then I just kind of dropped out of that because it's like, well, you know, I'm hope for them, but that wasn't like. That wasn't a fucking comeback, you know. That was a good game, and that's the thing about what I liked about the Red Sox is they all are themselves. They call themselves the idiots.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't take themselves that seriously. But you look around at other sports and sports figures, and they're letting them get away with murder and shit like that, and you know, so they can play this stupid game so somebody can get rich and then people have to like. You know, worship them or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I mean these.
You know, it's like,
yeah. I mean these professional athletes, they're not anyone to people to look up to.
I mean, you know,
some of them are cool, but you know, it's
there's ones. I went to school with Junior Seau. You know, and
who?
You know, he's a good guy. Junior Seau. He's playing for the Dolphins now. He was a Chargers.
I don't know football.
Professional football player. He's a good guy. But you know, it's like you see where these people come from and, you know, you kind of see where they go, you know, and some of them don't even think to, you know, give back to their, you know, their roots.
Right.
You know, and, you know, we were stoked that, you know, Junior did, you know, and to some respects he's got a huge family still over here and, you know, and, you know, so you kind of look at that as like someone being professional, you know, in their career and still giving back to the community. But then, you know, you don't see that, you know, very much. You see kind of like a, like, you know, a lot of spoiled kids that, you know, had it good their whole lives and they go and, you know, throw a ball around and act like jerks in front of the press. And, you know, it's like, what's the point? I don't watch it too much, you know?
Right.
You know, unless there's like a good game,
right.
You know?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I've always wanted a mentor, but this is really.
Hey, I think Jerry Krantman is older than me. I think he's older than 39. Although I don't want you to quote me on that. But
who's
the guy
Jerry?
That does American Dream? You should check out some of his interviews.
I'll check him out.
Yeah.
No, but no, I don't want him because you gave me a break. You know, I could have been a contender, and you put me in contention. You know, it's like I was.
Hey, is that? Can we say that legally?
I don't know.
This is a family show.
Oh, this is a religious show. This is a spiritual show. It's okay. It's okay to talk about God in this show because I don't mislead you to think this is anything but a spiritual show. No, but, you know, but in Shaw's, you go shopping, you don't want to hear about God. You want to buy, you know, food. Anyways, but no, we're almost out of time, but, you know, I let me just say, I've always wanted a mentor. You know, I get so down about this radio thing, you know, it makes me feel so hopeless. It's like, I think, why in the fuck am I doing this? But, you know, Sean, you know, he's there giving me encouragement on the email, and I still don't know why the fuck I'm doing this, but I really do appreciate how Sean took me under his wing. And you know, it's like, I was going out with this woman. And you know, this is like 10 years ago. And remember that CIA nominee that Clinton had that didn't pass? This was a long time ago. You know, he was like considered too liberal for the CIA. He was Clinton wanted to get him to be the CIA director. But anyways, this is a long time ago. No one remembers. But you know, this CIA person used to be this woman's mentor, and I felt very jealous of this woman. You know, that I was seeing for having a mentor. I didn't have any, and no one ever mentored me. I mean, what, you know, no one ever gives a shit about to mentor me. I don't know. I thought, you know, I was never mentor material. But anyways, he's a good man, Sean. His radio, his website is upstartradio.com. Now, what was your private, your video site? What was that again?
The video end is lennonvideo.com.
Lennonvideo.com. Again, it's
nothing special there.
His radio show is upstartradio.com. That's his website. And you can find a link there, I believe, for the radio show, right?
It's going up there.
Now, again,
it's on the schedule page. It's written in the description, and I've got a note out to my Webby to add some stuff.
Right.
So.
All right.
But it'll be there.
What? What will be there?
Your link.
My link to what?
Your link to your site. It'll be there.
Oh, I didn't know you were putting a link on. But
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll put a link to your site too. And by the way, my site is talkwarrior.com. All right. I'll go to the final song. I'll do our exit song. But is there anything else you wanted to add, Sean?
No, man. I just want to say thanks for having me, and, you know, I'll, you know, anytime you need a sidekick or whatever, just give me a call, and, you know, I'd love
absolutely,
to do it again.
Man.
And have fun. This is
absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. You are the man. All right.
You're the man.
No, you're the man.
No.
Don't fuck with me. You're the man, and I'm
not. All right. It's your show. All right.
Look, you're Andy. I'm Conan. You're the man. Don't
I always wanted
that.
To be Ed McMahon, except I don't think I could drink that much.
All right. We're going to go. And we'll be back next week for... Oh, I didn't do a fucking credit. Oh, sorry. Sorry. We got to do the credit. I have to detain you for another minute. I'd like to thank John Truby for allowing us to play his great song. For more information about John Truby, please go to our website at talkwarrior.com. I would like to thank Ed Guevara for donating the proceeds of his writing to support this show. Please check out his stuff at talkwarrior.com, and please donate $1. All I ask is people donate $1 per year. I would also like to thank the God of my original father, Abraham, who gives me the energy and courage to fight evil. I dedicate the show to the people around the world who fight fascism, tyranny, imperialism, economic injustice, and racism. This show is a copyrighted broadcast of the TalkWarrior.com radio network. It may not be retransmitted, provided that it is not altered or excerpted in any way. To get a copy of this week's show to syndicate freely on your website, go to radioforall.net. That's number 4 in radioforall.net. I'll see you again next week at 12 o'clock noon Pacific time. Please see our website, talkwarrior.com, for updated information about the show. And again, this is live call-in show, normally. So you can call in next week and shoot the shit with me. Thanks again, Sean, and
thank you, Moisha.
Yeah, we'll see you again. Okay.
All right, buddy.
Take it easy.
You too, man. Thanks.